و میگن توپ در زمین ایران است، توپ در زمین شماست، شما هستید که باید پاسخگو باشید، شما هستید که باید بگید مذاکره همراه با فشار و تهدید چه معنایی دارد. مذاکره برای اثبات حسن نیت است. شما 10 تا کار انجام می دهید که حاکی از سوء نیت است، اون وقت به زبان می گید مذاکره.
The comments made by Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei are crystal clear and straight to the point. No bilateral talks with the United States because Washington's words do not match its deeds. Ayatollah Khamenei made the comments just days after US Vice President Joe Biden said Washington was prepared to hold direct talks with Iran.
We now know about Iran's official position, but what about the people? Are they saying the same thing? Well, here is what some of them had to say.
As our leader said, we welcome bilateral talks, but Washington has to show its goodwill and practice. We have great relations with many countries, and Washington has no one to blame but itself for the current stalemate.
Washington is seeking direct talks because Iran is now a regional power. Iran has made great achievements in different fields, and the U.S. wants to damage Iran's international reputation. We welcome talks, but not under Washington's terms and conditions.
Some Iranians also say there's still a standing offer for talks under the right conditions. But for the talks to succeed, they say, Washington has to ditch its anti-Iran policy and lift its unilateral sanctions against Iran.
As a citizen, I would like to see the government do what is right for the country. I don't think the United States is our friend. Washington has been our enemy for decades, and for that reason, we reject any idea of direct talks.
Our leader is right. Washington claims that the ball is in Iran's court, which is a lie. A new set of sanctions is designed to create unrest in Iran. But that's a pipe dream. We will never abandon our leader or our revolution.
Relations between Iran and the United States were severed in 1979 after the victory of Islamic Revolution and the overthrow of Iran's pro-Western regime. Other factors behind the stalemate include Washington's backing of the former Iraqi regime in its 8-year war against Iran in the 1980s, support for anti-Iran terrorist groups such as the Mujahideen Khalq organization, assassination of Iranian officials and nuclear scientists, imposition of economic sanctions and financial restrictions, as well as funding anti-government political currents within the country. Raman Odiri, Press TV, Tehran.